Well, the U.S. envoy to London calls on the U.K. to stop supporting the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Woody Johnson used U.S. President Donald Trump's rhetoric, describing the agreement as flawed. He urged the U.K. to use what he called its diplomatic power and influence and join Washington in its efforts towards reaching a new accord with Tehran. The United States has been turning up the pressure against the Islamic Republic following its withdrawal from the landmark nuclear deal. Washington has so far failed to get the EU on board in joining the anti-Tehran campaign. Well, let's cross over to London, joined by William Spring, activist and political commentator. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of this, that now the U.S. is trying to pressure the U.K. in making sure that they also up the ante as far as pressure against Iran?
It's really the Americans are fearful of being isolated themselves. They generally don't go into international adventures without a supporter. For example, the Iraq War. They needed Blair on board for their own PR purposes in America. Now, this situation with Iran is interesting because for the Americans to try and stop or persuade, inverted commas, the British to pull out of this deal, it's really restraint of trade. I don't think Europe, and that includes the UK, want to be told who to trade with by the United States. The United States has its own particular priorities, and it does appear that in the case of the USA, the tail is wagging the dog, as I've said many times before. This is not the US Congress. This is not the US people. This is not even the Republican constituency base of Donald Trump that is pushing this. This is Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, or Jerusalem as it is now, just informing the Americans, you must do something against Iran for my to help me. And Donald Trump doesn't want to lose the support of either the Christian Zionists in the United States or the Zionists who've always backed Israel. So he wants, particularly with the midterm elections coming up, to keep these two components on side. I think it would be better if you thought beyond just those two sectional groups and actually decided to follow what is the most common sense policy, and that was never to have pulled out of the nuclear deal in the first place. However, he is a man who follows his promises made in opposition. And when he was in opposition, he said he would pull out of the nuclear deal. So that's my analysis of it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of London, William Spring, activist and political commentator.